Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
I want to tell you a funny story about stones and pebbles and golf and rocks and what that has to do with your restaurant. Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, and scalemyrestaurant.com. I'm in the garage working on a little project. Well, it's not such a little project. I'm building an airplane. Those are the wings, and that's the tail cone, and it's not a remote control airplane. It's the kind of airplane that you fly in, that I and my family will sit in and fly. It's gonna take about 5 years, so it's not a little project. It's something I've wanted to do my whole life, but I'm documenting the whole process, so I've got my lights and stuff set up here in the garage. I had my camera, and this morning I was talking to a client, and he told me this really cool story, and it made me think of a funny golf story that I wanna share with you today and how this is gonna help you out in your restaurant. He told me this story about stones, or an analogy that he uses about stones, about how every day in his restaurant, he feels like his staff are putting pebbles or stones into his basket. And every day he's expected to carry this basket up the hill. The basket is his job, his duties, his responsibilities. But he sometimes hits a breaking point. The basket's too heavy. He can't carry it anymore. And I love the analogy. And so what we talked about was he was a little angry about the fact that his team was putting pebbles, stones in his basket. And it gets heavier and heavier every day. What I tried to help him realize was that he shouldn't be angry at his team for putting stones or pebbles in his basket. Let's call them pebbles. He shouldn't be angry at his team for that. They're just doing what they do, and that's fine. That's what he's there for. He's the manager. He's there to assist his team, to help his team, to help them grow, to help them develop, to manage them. And they're going to put stones in his basket, pebbles in his basket. It's going to get heavier. They're going to need things from him. And again, that's fine. The challenge I think he's having, and what we talked about and he agreed, is that he's not taking enough time to empty his basket. So let's say 5 or 6 pebbles get placed in his basket today. He may not get all 5 or 6 out today, but he needs to get 1 or 2 out today, and he needs to get 1 or 2 out tomorrow. So when another 4 or 5 show up in his basket, there's not 10 in his basket now. There's only 5 or 6. He can still carry it up the hill. And if every day he's taking 4 to 5 out and 4 to 5 more are going in, his basket stays at a weight that's manageable for him. It doesn't break him. Now, in order to do that, he might have to put in a few extra minutes a day. He might have to put in a little extra time. He's going to have to create some better systems and processes and procedures. He's going to have to create more documentation to train his team. He's going to have to hold his team more accountable. That's how you pull the pebbles out. But it made me think of a funny story about getting to a breaking point. I play golf a lot, as you guys might know, or I'm obsessed with golf. I don't play as much as I want because I'm building an airplane and running a business, but I play golf. And we were playing with a guy about a year ago that likes to walk, and I like to walk too. And he went to go pee in the trees, and we put a rock in his bag in a place where he wouldn't see it. He never noticed. He picked up his bag and kept going. And then the next week, we took the rock out and put a little bigger rock in his bag, and he didn't notice it. He just kept going. And then the next week, or a week or two later, we put an even bigger rock in his bag. And it was hilarious because in the middle of the golf round, right after we did it, he just picked it up and he's like, why is my golf bag so heavy? And he's going through, and we're like, maybe there's too many balls in there. Maybe there's too many tees in there. He's going through and he's pulling stuff out. And then he found the rock. Now, I just thought that's a funny story. And when I was hearing the pebbles in the basket, it made me think of it. I wanted to share it with you. If you play golf, do this to your friends because it's hilarious. They won't realize it for a few weeks. And then the point is, it gets too heavy. It gets heavy enough that you realize it. That's what's happening to this gentleman in his restaurant, and that might be what's happening to you, is you go on vacation, you recharge your batteries, you come back and you can handle the load, you can handle more. you read a book, you get motivated, you watch one of my videos, you get motivated, you can handle it. And so people put pebbles in your golf bag, they put pebbles in your basket, and you can handle it until one day you can't. Until one day it's too much and you crack and you break and you say things like, that's it, I'm not gonna take this anymore. I'm gonna yell at everyone, or I'm gonna do this, or I'm gonna do that. And I hope that's not what you do, but I've been there. That's how I felt sometimes, is I said, I'm just gonna be more of an asshole today. I'm gonna fire everyone or whatever it is, or I'm gonna let them know how it is. I'm gonna call a meeting. But the reality is, don't wait till you get to the point of breaking. Just take out a pebble every day. Just reach into your basket, find one pebble, one challenge, one issue, one frustration, and put together a better system or a process to take that out, and a process that doesn't allow that pebble to ever go back into your basket. If you have a cook that keeps making a mistake, put together some better training documentation. Spend some more time training them so they don't make that mistake anymore. If they're still making that mistake, then we have to work on figuring out why, on developing them. And we have other videos and training courses on that. I don't want to get into that in today's video. But there are only three reasons why people don't do the things that they're supposed to do. And I'm going to put together a video on that. I don't think I've done a video on that. I share that with my clients a lot, and it's in my courses, but I'll put together a video for you guys on that. But anyways, today was about pebbles and rocks and golf and airplanes and restaurants, and I hope you enjoyed this tip. I just, again, kind of last minute, just was out here working and thought about it because it was a great conversation this morning. It's been sitting here in my head for an hour or so, and I wanted to film a video for you, so I hope you enjoy this. My name is Ryan Gronfen. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com. And remember that systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Have an amazing day. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.